Bibles, let's open up to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 8. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 8. I ask that you find that place, you stand with us. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. I appreciate that good singing, didn't you? Amen. And I'm glad I can remember the night. I'm glad it's real in my heart. And I may or may not have been there when you got saved, but I thank God I was there when I got saved. Amen. And I'm glad it's real to me. I appreciate the Lord. Thank God for everything He's done. Luke's Gospel, in chapter number 8, we want to mind the Lord, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Bible says, and we'll start reading in verse number 1, just for the sake of context, that it came to pass afterward that He went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with Him. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. And let me just stop right here and say, I don't know what kind of shape you're in this morning, but you probably ain't got 7 devils, amen? And even if you did, that wouldn't be no problem for the Lord. I've done opened up to Mark chapter 5, done read about another fella that we called Legion, and the Lord didn't have no problem with them neither, amen? And I said all that to say this, whatever's wrong in your life, I'm glad there's a God in heaven that has the answer for it. Your problems ain't no problem to Him. Amen. The Bible says this, said, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's servant, steward rather, Susanna, many others which ministered unto Him of their substance. When much people were gathered together, come to Him out of every city, He spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Trodden down, the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon rocks. Soon as it was sprung up, withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, sprang up, and bare fruit unto 100-fold. When He had said these things, He cried, He that hath ears to hear, let Him hear. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before You. And the Lord, I sure need Your help this morning. I pray, God, You touch Your voice. I pray that You touch Your body. But God, above everything, I pray that You'd anoint us. And Lord, with the sweet Holy Ghost of God, I pray, God, give us good unction to preach this morning. And God, help me to stay real close to the text. And that, God, that I'd not have nothing to be ashamed of. And Lord, when we step down from this pulpit, I pray, God, we not enter arrested, and Lord, in preaching in the energy of our flesh, but God, in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. And God, You know what they need and I don't. And so, Lord, I'm going to ask You this morning, and that God, that You just open and close at my little feeble mouth, and that God, help me to say things, and that God, that the Holy Ghost wants to be said. And Father, I pray today, and that God, there be somebody here, and that God, never been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I pray that today would be that day, and that God, that they'd confess Christ before it's everlasting too late. And Lord, I love You and I thank You. Ask You all these favors in Christ's name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'll say this, when you come to Luke's Gospel at chapter number 8, let me just give you this. By way of introduction, I preach the message. I got to thinking about what you find in all of Luke chapter 8. It's how folks handle the things that are of God. And verses 1 through down through verse 15. And what we find is how they handle the seed. And that is this book right here. Amen. And the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And then we find what the Bible goes on down and says in the next passages all the way down to about verse 39. And starting in verse number 26 and down to about verse 39. And you'll find it's how they handled the Savior. And verse 37, let me say this, and let it be a warning not just to our church, but to everybody here. And verse 37, the Bible said when He came off the ship, they asked Him to depart. But in verse 40, it said it came to pass when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received Him. And make no mistake about it, if you don't want Him tonight, there's somebody that does. Amen. And I'm persuaded of this. Thank God we need the Lord more and more. And so we find not just how they handle the seed, and then we find how they handle the Savior.
But then we notice in verse 40, all the way down through the remaining of the text, that's how they handled the supernatural. Hey, some folks there, that they laughed and they scorned at it. And there's other folks that, thank God, despite what they saw or heard, that they just believed God. Amen. I'd say this, friend, and I want you to hear me. How you handle the supernatural will depend directly on what you think about the Savior. And when it comes to these supernatural things, these miracles of God, I have no problem believing the miracles because I know the man. Amen. I've got no problem, thank God, believing what God can do. I've already seen what God does do. Amen. But I'll say this, thank God. Hey, you say, preacher, where'd that come from? The supernatural is based on how you handle the Savior. And what you think about the Savior is dependent on how you handle the seed. And the word of an almighty God, how you handle this right here, that would tell us a lot about how you feel about Christ. Amen. Oh, yes, friend. And that's what the message is. He begins to deal. Look in your Bible and watch this real carefully. In verse 12, the Bible said, "And those by the wayside," he said, "are they that hear?" At verse 13, it said, "And they on the rock, are they which when they hear?" At verse 14, it said, "And that which fell upon thorns, are they which when they have heard?" At verse 15, "But on the good ground, are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard?" It looks to me like, thank God, it's got something to do with how you hear. Amen. If the Lord help me, I'd like to preach on this thought. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. Amen. I don't know if that ever was told you as a kid. If it wasn't, you didn't grow up the same. That's what I did. I was told all the time, Kevin, don't let that go in one ear and right out the other. In other words, thank God, that meant that I was not listening. I'll say this, these folks all the time in the house of God, and what they hear is noise. I hear some sort of background noise. I hear some sort of song noise. I hear some sort of preaching noise. But they never hear from heaven. Amen. And I'd say this, friend, until you hear from heaven, nothing will ever change in your life. But oh, watch what the Bible said. He gives us four ways, thank God, in this passage in which that you can hear. And the first thing I'd say is this, that first crowd hears. And when they hear, they hear it carelessly. And the Bible said that seed just falls to the wayside. In other words, thank God, and whenever God comes down and he gets to sowing seed, thank God, it just falls by the way. It's not something they intend to take in. And man, look here, I've persuaded this, and I've said this before, and they, some folks, thank God, it wouldn't make no difference how good the message was, and they ain't coming back. And it wouldn't make no difference how bad it is, and they ain't coming back, thank God. And this is a habit. It's what they do to check off a box. So when they come to the house of God and they check that thing off, Bill, and later this week when they say, "I need to get a prayer through," and they say, "Remember God, and that I went to the house of God Sunday." But I'm going to say this to you, friend, and you better be careful how you handle the word of God. Amen. And the Bible teaches us this. If you're going to be saved by the grace of God, faith comes by hearing. And guess how hearing comes? Amen. By the word of God. Listen, friend, in John chapter, or in Genesis, rather chapter 1, on 10 different occasions it said, "And God said," amen. And guess what? Thank God. Everything God said, he said it right, and it still is. In Hebrews 11:3, it says, "For through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God," amen. Oh, listen, I don't know if you know it. I got to thinking about the reason that they hear it carelessly, if they don't realize what an adversary is there to take it. And the Bible said, "Lest the devil snatch it away." Oh, listen to me, friend. I'll tell you what happened. And let's all just, everybody stay tuned in just a second. And this is how this works. And you walk out of the house of God and you say, "Hey, what did the preacher preach on?" And you know what the answer is most of the time? I say, "You know what? I really don't remember." Amen. I mean, listen, he said something. And I remember he said something. But for the life of me, I couldn't tell you what that was. And you know why that is, Braden? And because just as soon as you hear it, if we ain't real careful, it goes in one ear and it goes right out the other ear. And we say, man, I've heard that before. And thank God, look here, friend. Listen, I ain't got nothing new to tell you, amen. That's the same book about the same Savior and doing the same things, but it's still good, amen. Oh, listen, I thought about how many folk have they sat in the house of God, have they give attention to it. And my friend, they just, and the Bible says, Callie, and whenever she is talking, he said that they understand it not. He said, I don't even know what that's about. I don't even know what they're talking about. That preacher's talking about soil. He's talking about seed. That didn't make no sense to me. I wouldn't expect some of it to, amen. And the natural man cannot receive the things of God, amen. But oh, listen, I'm glad there was a day and when the Holy Ghost came by my way and it was no longer just black words and red words on white pieces of paper, but it got real to my soul that I was on my way to hell and I needed a Savior. I'd heard the gospel hundreds of times, but on that night, it got real in my life, amen. Oh, listen, Ace, many, they hear it carelessly. And the Word of God just falls by the wayside. And that's because the devil, watch what the Bible said in verse 12. He said, then cometh the devil, and he taketh the Word out of their hearts. He said, lest they should believe and be saved. I'm going to say this, thank God, if you get saved. And Brother Joshua quoted, and being born again, 1 Peter 1:23. And being born again, not a corruptible seed, but by incorruptible. And thank God, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. If you get born again, thank God, and you'll get born again by the Word of God. It's the Word of God, Brother John, and that let us know that we're lost. It's the Word of God, let us know what man is. It's the Word of God told us where we was going. It's the Word of God told us what the penalty was. It's the Word of God told us who the Son of God was. It's the Word of God told us about Calvary. It's the Word of God told us about our sin day. That's the Word of God said that He raised up on the third and appointed day. It's the Word of God. And that said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord and shall be saved. It came by the Word of God. Amen. And yet we've got folks that's just in one ear and it's right out the other. They hear it so carelessly. Then I thought about, secondly, you find in this passage, there are those that hear it so casually. I mean, listen, it's not a big deal to them anymore. Don't nobody get nervous on me right there. But it used to be a big deal, amen. It's a, look here, if you was there in Genesis, when the Lord stepped out of nowhere and stepped onto nothing and spoke some words and thank God and everything was, that was a pretty big deal, amen. That's such a big deal, thank God. At the atheists and the agnostics, even though they cannot define it, they describe it as a big bang, amen. They was about half right, amen. I mean, thank God it was real big. But I'm telling you, thank God when it happened, that was when God said it happened, amen. I'm saying this to you. It was a time that hearing from God hadn't really meant something in some folks' heart. They came to the house of God. They wanted to hear from heaven. They wanted to hear from God. But now we're just casual about it. Thank God nobody listened, friend. How the attention's gone. Hey, so I'm saying this. And just be real careful that as you come in the house of God, and you don't get so used to handling the things of God, and that they become casual and not effective in your life. And watch what it says about this fella. And the first thing we find about it in verse 13, he said, these are they which when they hear, they receive the word of God with joy, and they have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation, and they fall away. And the first thing we have is the demeanor. And they hear the word of God, and they say, man, I like the sound of that. Amen. thank God. Listen, I'm nobody. Look here, friend. And we come to the house of God, and I can't tell you how many folks have came in and out of these doors. And when they've walked in, they said, man, I like the sound of that. And boy, that was good. I mean, there's been some, Miss Kathy, that they've come in and they've said, man, and what the preacher was preaching was right, and I want to get saved. And they've bowed down their head and they worked up a few tears and they said a few words, and we ain't seen hide or hair of them since. Amen. Oh, yeah, thank God. How you say, preacher, was that real? Was that real? That's this soil right here. He says they heard it casually and they received it with joy. He said, man, that's good. Amen. And the Bible said they had no root in themselves. Listen, Christ got on them, but he never got in them. Amen. Unless Christ can move on you every single day. But that's Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. Amen. I'm going to say this. You say, preacher, how do you know they wasn't saved? And the Bible says no root. Hey, listen, the root of Jesse had never moved inside their soul. And so it was emotions. And they heard it. And they knew they were guilty of it. And they had a worldly sorrow. But it profited nothing. Amen. And so they got up. And they shouted her out for a day or two. But the first persecution and the first temptation and the first trial came their way, and you never saw them no more. If they were of us, and they would no doubt continued with us. Amen. Yeah. You say, preacher, I'll tell you this. I don't know what to tell you. 47 years ago, 48 and a half, on a Monday night, 3:30, something happened in my heart. I went up and I prayed. I said, man, what's God done for you the last 47 years? Nothing. I ain't been to the house of God. Don't care nothing about the word of God. Don't care nothing about talking to God. Never have cared about the things of God. I want y'all to listen to me and hear me. And not because I said it, because the word of God said it. And thank God you're not born again. Amen. And you say, preacher, listen, I know what happened to me. But I'm going to tell you this. You need to make sure what happened to you is what this Bible says. And the Bible's real plain. And for if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Amen. All things passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Amen. That's what he said. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9. You can keep continuing. Boy, I hit a snag right there. Did you feel that? Snag that one. Here's the problem. We've got folks in the house of God. They've heard it so casually. Man, they're excited about it for a season. They're excited about it for a time. And they ain't thought about it since then. Oh, I'm saying this. Listen, according to Matthew 13, Luke chapter 8, that's not salvation. Not salvation. Well, listen, I wish we was going to stay way up here. It's going to go down before it gets up, all right? Here's what I can tell you. The first group, when they heard it in one ear and out the other, they heard it casually. Second group, in one ear and out the other, they heard it carelessly. Third group we find here, watch what the Bible says about them. I think this is America where we're standing at. In verse number 14, it said, that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, they go forth and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to perfection. I'd say this to you, friend. What you find here is there was a time that the seed got sowed in their heart. But before the seed could come up, it got choked out. And now listen to me, y'all listening. I mean, listen real, real closely right here. And for 5 minutes, I'll be done, all right? But listen real carefully. Right here's how the devil makes sure it goes in one ear and right out the other. He uses three things. Number one, he uses cares. And that's burdens. He uses burdens to blind you. Get in the house of God. And it's, if the Lord cares about me like he said he did, none of this would happen. Amen. Boy, that's not the Bible though, is it? He says, count it all a joy when you fall into divers temptations.
See, that word of God gets in there. And before something settles in, the devil will try to choke it out with cares.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
These folks sitting in the house of God. Brother Keith, that word of God's out there. But the reality is that they care more about what's in the world than they do what's in the Lord. Yes. And those cares. They say, well, I would give my life to Christ, but then I'm going to have to quit gambling.
Yeah.
Look here, listen to me. Let me give y'all, can I give y'all a promise right here? I mean, I want y'all, everybody stay tuned with me. If you get born again by the grace of God, you won't have to quit gambling. You don't want to quit gambling, amen. If you get saved by the good grace of God, you won't want to quit drinking, thank God. I mean, listen, you will quit drinking. Look here, there'll be all of a sudden, all those desires that you said, man, I don't know what I'll do with them. And the God of heaven will take them away. He'll help you. He'll help you, won't he? Yeah, now listen, you read and you can go back on that. You might be on your own the next time. I was talking with a fellow one time, listen, I'm going to move on. I was talking with a fellow one time and he said, I prayed. He said, God, help me. Help me quit smoking, God. Help me quit smoking. He said, I laid it down on the altar one night, walked out. He said, I had no desire to smoke. Amen. I didn't got nothing to do. I'm just telling you what happened. Don't get hung up there, thank God. That ain't a place to bow up. And he said 3 or 4 days later, said everybody I got around, he said they were smoking. He said, I smoked one again. And he said, I went and I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, help me. He said, done did.
Yep.
Right.
Took it from you. You asked me, I answered.
Yep.
He said, this time you'll fight through it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many folks in this room God's helped take something away. And then they went and took it back. And then from that point on, it became a fight the whole way. I don't know why folks got to, I don't know why folks bowed up on that one, but you know, thank God. Hey, listen, if the Holy Ghost of God puts his finger on something, you'll just deal with it, my God, amen. I'm saying this, we'll sit in here and the cares of life will be what takes the Word of God out of us. Then not only that, he said, oh, listen, in America today, he said, oh, it's not just the cares of life. It's the deceitfulness of riches.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, they sit in the house of God. They hear the word of God. They say, that's good for them, but I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I got more money in the bank than they got. I ain't got no problem, preacher. I got a nice car. I got a nice home.
Yeah.
I'm doing real good in life.
Yeah.
I don't need none of that. But listen, you ain't always going to be doing real good in life.
Right.
It's going to come. Hey, it's going to come a time you're going to take that last breath. Oh, listen, you say, preacher, not me. I'm afraid in America today, we've gotten so rich that we said, I have no need of the Lord. But I'm telling you, rich or poor, hey, listen, male or female, great or small, thank God, there's not a need in your life more than what you need the Lord Jesus Christ. I ain't just talking about when it comes time to die, neighbor. I'm talking about fellowship with him right now, amen. Then don't stop there. He says, man, that seed, you can see it, that seed's there. Them cares of life, they just choke it out. Them deceitfulness of riches, choke it out. But oh, listen. Then it says the pleasures of life. Boy, right there in America, I mean, every time that seed gets ready to come in, phew. I was telling somebody the other day, and I ain't trying to look here. Don't nobody get hurt at me, will you not? I hope you won't. I'm not your enemy, amen? But I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, listen, you know, the devil never has fought me about watching a football game. You ever had to fight your flesh to walk? You say, man, I just don't feel like it. Oh, boy, it's getting ready to be Monday Night Football. I'm going to drag myself in front of the 70-inch TV. I mean, I'm going to fight my flesh the whole way. No, neighbor, you ain't never fought your flesh to go watch a game.
No, sir.
No, sir. Amen. You know, I ain't never one time had to fight my flesh at 4 o'clock in the morning to get up to go turkey hunting. Not one time did I get up. My flesh said, oh, stay in the bed. No, it said, you better get up there, neighbor. That flesh was a drag in my spirit. It said, let's go listen to some turkeys holler, amen.
Oh, listen, I'm saying this. We've got so many pleasures in life that our flesh doesn't fight. But when it comes to the things of God, you know what I know about folks this morning? At least 80% of everybody had to fight your flesh just to sit where you're sitting at. Why? 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 See, that flesh, it don't fight things that are for it. But it sure fights things that are against it. This is again my flesh and it's again yours. Amen. Amen. So that word started to come out. Too much competition. Man, that word of God was there. But you know, too much competition, Joey. Said, I'll probably, you know, go and think about this. You know, I mean, it won't be too long. Won't be too long. I was seeing some of them deer and they had them velvet horns on. Won't be too long. I'll be driving by a field on my way to church and I'll look over and think, you know, I could probably shoot that thing for a church. I know nobody else in here has ever thought that. Look here. I've told you it's what I am. Y'all don't want to. You better hope to God you're not sitting in a blind whenever I see you. I'm the fellow who drives and sees the fellow with his gun and his camo. And I see the deer and I say, honk, 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 honk. Amen. 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 Too much competition. We compete with the world. We compete with everything that's going on. And you say, brother, you know, I never have heard the word of God. It's because it went in one ear and right out the other. And then we find the last fella. He's the only one. Now listen, I want everybody up here listening to me. Y'all listening real good. This is the part, son, that scares me to death. Out of four passages of Scripture, only one of them really received the Word of God. That's 25% that heard it, that received it, that believed it, that responded, that said, what I know I need is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Always like Miss Sheila Haley Shaw said, when I went to church that night, I went to get saved. I knew I was lost, and I went to get saved. You know what happened? Her heart was prepared before she ever came to the house of God. Hey, listen, it fell on good ground. That's ground that's plowed up that said, I know what I am. I know what I need. I don't need that. I need something else. Amen. If everything everybody was doing was so good, they wouldn't be in the house of God today, would they? But somehow or another, they something still missing. This is what he said about this fellow. He said he received it, he heard it, he believed it, and you know what the evidence was? He went out and produced fruit. And don't nobody get real nervous. You say, preacher, why don't we see more fruit today than we used to? Right here? Right out here. Listen, don't nobody get nervous. But if 75% of these folks weren't really saved, that means there's 75% of people that's not really going to produce any fruit at all. But the 25% that are saved, I hope everybody in this room is saved. But if you're not, if there's never been a change, you say, man, there was a time I was excited, but you know, I was excited and then I ain't. There's a time I was on fire, but now I ain't, and I ain't been in a long time. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd go back and I'd make sure that what you profess right here is what it says right there. Amen. Say, preacher, are you trying to get folks to doubt? Absolutely not, but if I can make you doubt, you're in trouble. If it's based on me, listen, I'm going to say this. Every person, this is what he said. A bad fruit or a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. And a good tree can't bring forth. That's what he says. Ain't that what he says?
Now, there's going to be a lot of folks who want to stand before him and try to explain to them what kind of tree he is. But if all you've ever produced has been apples, be real hard to convince me you're an orange tree. If all that's ever there is apples, you can put a badge on it, say I'm a pear tree. You can say I'm a watermelon vine. But sooner or later, that fruit's going to start to bear. And when that fruit bears, it'll tell you what you are. Do you think that's right? That seed's so powerful, you can't look here. Let's stand to our feet. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to tell you what's real good about this seed. Never does expire, never goes out of date. I was talking with a fellow this week. I don't know, Mom and Dad, this won't mean nothing to a lot of you, but folks from Scott County, it will. I had a teacher growing up in school. His name was Dan Scott, and he's almost a scoffer. Almost just make fun of Christians. He got born again last week in his 70s. And this is what he said to me. This is what got me. This is what stirred my soul. He said, I was laying there, and he said, and I was thinking about eternity. And he said, and all of a sudden, he said, preachers that I heard when I was a young man, he said, those words started coming back to my mind. He said, the Sunday school teachers that tried to say something, he said, all of a sudden, I could hear it again in my mind. You know what that was? That seed might have been pushed down. It might have been dormant. Now all of a sudden that thing started springing up, taking life. I'm done to thank God. Let's just get the seed in them and trust the sower to do the rest. Amen. Let's come to the pen. Do you know you're saved this morning? I've cleared my heart.